Well, people generally believe that we are in the post-COVID era, but I've got news for you. COVID was just the warm-up round. In fact, just yesterday, Dr. Redfield, he was on Fox News, you know, he's the former head of the CDC. He gave this same warning. He said, if we don't shut down the bioweapons programs, that the next plague, the next release, the next lab leak, or however you want to think that it gets out, I mean, personally, they're just deploying it. That's what they're doing. They're just releasing it on purpose. This is 12 monkeys, you know. But even Dr. Redfield said, if we don't stop this, the next one could wipe us out. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know exactly how he stated it, but it was a stern warning. The next one, he said, would be way more devastating than COVID. And remember that COVID just about destroyed small businesses and destroyed the supply chain, and, you know, depopulation effects have already kicked in, probably well over 1 million Americans already dead because of the vaccines. And, you know, the SARS bioweapon was used, or at least the narrative surrounding it was used, to push the vaccine, which is a biological weapon, to cause infertility and deaths and, you know, heart attacks and brain damage and shedding of the spike protein and all these things. But again, all that was the warm-up round. So if you're thinking, oh, we might get back to normal, it's all good. You know, the banks are being bailed out. The banks are being saved. All going to go back to normal. And COVID is over. That's never going to happen again. Think again, folks. The banks are going to collapse. And the next plague is going to be released. That will be far more devastating than COVID ever was. In fact, I interviewed Dr. Paul Cottrell yesterday, and I hope you had a chance to see that interview, especially the last 20 or 25 minutes. Usually in these interviews, the last half is always way more in-depth than the first half. You know, so if you're ever short on time and you want to watch an interview and get the best part, just watch the last half of every interview. It's pretty much always like that. Well, Dr. Cottrell said, He's pretty sure he knows what they're going to use next, the next bioweapon, because he studied all the research. And he's, in fact, posted links to all kinds of research at his website, The Studio Reykjavik. And he's got research there going all the way back to the early 2000s, maybe even the late 1990s, when Fauci was funding bioweapons early development. And in the early 2000s, it was SARS development. And as Dr. Cottrell explained, the U.S. Department of Defense, the Pentagon, built SARS-CoV-1 as a biological weapon. Oh, and by the way, they were also studying HIV and trying to figure out how to weaponize HIV to destroy the immune systems of an entire population. And don't forget, there's a patent on a drone that's designed to release an aerosolized, you know, nanoparticle or viral strain or chemical in order to cause infertility and depopulation. It's right in the patent. We've covered that before. It's a military tech patent, right? But the first SARS release, which was dumped on China, by the way, didn't really work as the DOD had planned. They were trying to drop a bioweapon on China and to halt China's economic dominance, which China was translating into military dominance. So the Pentagon knew that if they could cripple China's economy, they could prevent China from building more aircraft carriers, essentially, and exerting naval dominance, because it's naval dominance of the United States that allows the U.S. to engage in very low-cost, efficient trade and transportation of goods using containerized shipping methods. And that's only possible because of naval power projection across the seas of the world. Basically, the United States Navy enforces the safety of cargo ships so that Americans can buy cheap crap at Walmart and that the petrodollar can maintain its global hegemony status, where everybody has to buy the dollar in order to buy oil. That's the purpose of the Navy, by the way, in case you're curious. Well, the first SARS weapon didn't work as planned. And so the U.S. Department of Defense needed a better weapon. So as we heard from Dr. Andrew Huff, who was a guest with me in studio also, with EcoHealth Alliance, you know, former vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, worked with Peter Daszak. And so the Pentagon was involved in transferring technology that became SARS-CoV-2 to the Wuhan labs run by the People's Liberation Army of Communist China, you know, the CCP. And then China added the gain of function that the U.S. wanted. And this was a failed intelligence operation, by the way. The U.S. was trying to get intel on the Chinese bioweapons programs. And they ended up handing over this template that China augmented with gain of function. But even before it was handed over, as Dr. Cottrell explained to me, the research that was done by Ralph Baric in the United States with Fauci funding at the University of North Carolina, that research added HIV to SARS, what became SARS-CoV-2. So HIV was added to the spike protein. And then that allowed COVID, what we call COVID now, allowed it to bind with 20 different receptor sites in the human body, including the ACE2 receptors, some of which are found in the lungs and on many organs and so on. And as Dr. Cottrell explained, this effectively turned HIV into an aerosolized plague. Basically, an immune system destroying pandemic or bioweapon that could be spread through the air. That's how he explains it, aerosolized HIV. And then, of course, they put it in the mRNA injections, or at least the instructions to make the spike protein, which means that people that got injected with mRNA were injected with instructions for their bodies to manufacture HIV. That's why their immune systems are being destroyed. That's why people who take the shots really are going through life like AIDS patients. That's why it's called VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, because it is. It's an HIV segment on the spike protein that your body manufactures when you're injected with the mRNA instructions, okay? That's what's happening. And that's why people who have taken these shots, they end up in the hospital again and again. They get sick over and over, and they have far more severe sickness, by the way, compared to non-vaccinated, non-boosted people. Well, as Dr. Cottrell explained, the next step will be even worse. The next step will be SARS plus HIV plus H5N1 from the avian flu. Now, avian flu adds the component of being insanely, highly, highly contagious, H5N1. It binds with tissues in the lungs like magnets. It's like nothing else. It just locks in, and then it carries the payload with it and delivers the payload to the tissues in the lungs. The payload being the spike protein, which contains HIV, right? Now, By the way, let me step back. I understand this is a mechanistic kind of explanation. This is a germ theory explanation. So what I'm explaining here, this may all be a metaphor. And I know there's a very strong debate in alt media right now about germ theory versus terrain theory and whether there really is something called a virus that can actually infect somebody. I'm not going to host that debate here in this podcast, although I've interviewed several people on both sides of that debate. The point is, the Pentagon is making something. Maybe you just call it a bioweapon. Maybe it's a protein sequence. Maybe calling it a virus doesn't make sense. But whatever it is, maybe you just call it a chemical weapon. I don't know, a nanoparticle weapon. Something is being injected into people that's telling their body to manufacture weapons. And then these weapons, whatever you want to call them, are being shed on other people. This much we know. In traditional medicine and traditional science, or I should say conventional science, they call it a virus, and they talk about infection, and they talk about, you know, replication and so on. Okay, fine. However you want to understand this is fine. The point is they're building a far more dangerous weapon of some kind here, and they're going to put in immune suppression combined with respiratory sharing or respiratory infection capabilities combined with SARS, you know, everything they learned from SARS-CoV-2. And this is going to be the real weapon they always wanted to make, you know, the Fauci freezer special, as I call it. Because the other thing I learned from Dr. Cottrell is that the current SARS-CoV-2 weapon deployment basically failed. That's what's shocking here. It basically failed. They, the globalists, they thought it would be far more potent than it turned out to be. They thought by now they would have killed billions of people, and it hasn't yet killed that many, although, of course, a lot of deaths will take place over the next, you know, decade or so. We could easily end up with, you know, crazy, insane levels of fatalities, easily hundreds of millions of people. But it's nowhere near the, what, 7 billion or 7.5 billion people that the globalists are trying to mass murder through genocide. So we have an issue here, right? We have an issue. From the globalist point of view, they need a better bioweapon. From their point of view. And so this is what it's going to be, this triple threat, chimeric, super strain, Fauci special, whatever you want to call it. It's going to combine avian influenza, H5N1, plus HIV, plus SARS. And then this is the next thing to be dropped on the public. This is the next deployment. Now, think about this. Think with me on this. Number one, who's it going to kill like crazy? The vaccinated people. So everybody that's been vaccinated, they get hit with this thing, boom. The fatality rate could be 50%. I mean, you're going to start seeing people dropping dead like crazy. And I don't mean just people who took one or two jabs, but those who keep taking the boosters, their immune system destruction is more complete, you know? Those people are just going to drop dead. Now, for some people who took one or two jabs and then they realize, hey, this is crazy, and they started to rebuild immune function, they might be okay. Maybe some of you listening did that, and you'll probably be okay. But for those who keep taking the boosters and continue to have the insults to their immune system, they are very likely to die from this, you see. So the depopulation effect will be very widespread, especially among the gullible, obedient morons who keep taking booster shots. You know, just the dumbest people on planet Earth that the globalists want to get rid of anyway. They consider them the low-hanging fruit, right? There's like obedient people who are too stupid to think for themselves. Boom. They're going to be wiped out by the globalists. But then secondly, guess what's going to happen to all of us who are still here? Oh, total supply chain wrecked, you know? Bank collapse, financial Armageddon, right? Because now the big die-off kicks in, and then all those laws that they passed for COVID that haven't been overturned yet, you know, the laws for the concentration camps in Washington State, you know, or New Zealand, Australia, most of Europe, you know, the death camps. They're going to round people up. Or New York State, they're going to round people up, throw them in the death camps. They're going to exterminate people that way. Oh, look, you died from an infection. No, you died because they took you to a death camp and they exterminated you. This is the Holocaust, the weird, horrible echoes of the Holocaust in our modern day, run by the same Nazi-style governments with the same kind of biological weapons that IG Farben was working on, which became, you know, the chemical weapon Zyklon B. And then, you know the whole history. IG Farben was broken up and it became Bayer and it became BASF, right? You know, three companies came out of that, and two of them are involved in pharmaceuticals, by the way. So there you go. The economic collapse is going to be insane at this point. I mean, forget about supply chains functioning. And this may be the big false flag they're looking for, you know? I mean, I don't know if you call it a false flag. I mean, it's going to be a super deadly real thing, but they're releasing it on purpose. So maybe a better way to phrase it is an engineered assault on humanity. Like, this is coming. And the timing of it is the question, the timing. But isn't it great, the silver lining here, isn't it great that you and I learned so much over the last 3 years? We learned so many things about how to take care of our health that we would have otherwise not known. That we, the informed people who listen to alt media, we have a much better chance of surviving this than the oblivious masses, or certainly the multiple vaccinated boosted masses. We know about chlorine dioxide. We know about ivermectin. We know about quercetin. We know about, you know, how to halt viral replication. And we know about zinc and the importance of certain supplements and vitamins and nutrients. And, you know, we would not have known about this before without going through COVID, you see. We also know that masks don't work, which, frankly, that wasn't an obvious thing at first. I thought, surely they must work, you know, early in 2020. Yeah, masks must work. And then we find out they don't work. See, now we know. We find out that lockdowns don't work, right? But we also learned that you better have some backup food. You better have some backup medicine. The supply chain's going to just collapse. And you're not going to be able to get the parts you need, the things you need, the supplies you need. And so, if anything, the globalists messed up big time. They took us through kind of a warm-up round that actually made us stronger. See, we became their survival of the fittest. You know how they hit a petri dish of bacteria with antibiotics to try to kill all the bacteria, and then some colonies survive, and then they become antibiotic resistant, and they grow stronger, and they survive? Yeah. Well, in this twisted metaphor, that's us. We are the super strain of humanity that can survive all the crap that they're throwing at us to try to kill us, you see. We are resistant to the vaccine propaganda. We are resistant to the medical industrial murder complex, you see. We are resistant to supply chain collapses. The globalists messed up big time. They made us stronger accidentally because they didn't have their best weapon 3 years ago. They released something that wasn't quite ready for prime time. And so they gave us all 3 years of practicing how to survive, you see? And here we are. So take those lessons to heart. You've been given, almost in a weird way, kind of a blessing opportunity to learn, to adapt, to survive, to gain skills and have enough time to get ready. The next pandemic release, the Plandemic Part 2, will be the big one. Even Redfield says it. From the CDC. Even he says it. Dr. Cottrell says it. Many other people are warning about this as well. The next one will be the big one. You and I, we can make it through that. We can survive. But we are going to see mass death all around us among those who were gullible enough to believe the mainstream, quote, authoritative information sources. They won't make it. Most of them won't make it. It's going to be absolutely devastating for those people. So keep that in mind. So thank you for listening. If you want to stay informed and get more information, follow me on naturalnews.com and also, of course, brighteon.com, and check out brighteon.tv for other guests and other hosts. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. God bless. Take care.